Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Hoi, ik ben Joyce van Dutch with Joyce, and today we have another Dutch lesson. Do you know what our most popular sport is in the Netherlands? I hope you said football, because that's what we call it, but soccer is a good second guess. Soccer is called voetbal, and that's what we'll be learning about today. The most common words when it comes to voetbal, their positions, and things that you need to know. Let's start with the team. The team in Dutch is called an elftal, since you need 11 people in your team to play soccer. Het elftal speelt goed vandaag. The team plays well today. Het elftal speelt goed vandaag. What do we call a player? If you know what to play is, you know that it's spelen. So a player would be de speler. De speler scoort een doelpunt. The player scores a goal. De speler scoort een doelpunt. If doelpunt is a goal, then what do we call a goalkeeper? We call that de doelman. Of the keeper, in, I guess, a bit more English terms. So you could say the keeper of the doelman. The doelman stopt de bal. The goalkeeper stops the ball. The doelman stopt de bal. Going through the field, we have our defenders. A defender is called de verdediger. De verdediger blokkeert de aanval. The defender blocks the attack. De verdediger blokkeert de aanval. Then we have our midfielders. De middenvelder, very straightforward. De middenvelder geeft een pass. The midfielder gives a pass. De middenvelder geeft een pass. Then the attacker, if you remember the word for attack, aanval, the attacker is aanvaller. De aanvaller schiet op het doel. The attacker shoots at the goal. De aanvaller schiet op het doel. We also need a referee. So the referee is the one who decides what is right, recht, and divides the team into two, scheiden, separate. So a referee is called de scheidsrechter. De scheidsrechter fluit. The referee blows the whistle. De scheidsrechter fluit. Then soccer players can get fouls, which we call de overtreding. Dat is een hele erge overtreding. Hij krijgt een rode kaart. That is a very bad foul. He gets red. Dat is een hele erge overtreding. Hij krijgt een rode kaart. Obviously, if it's a very bad foul, you can get a penalty. Now, we can just go ahead and say penalty, but the OG Dutch word is called de strafschop. So basically, a punishment kick. Het team krijgt een strafschop. The team gets a penalty. Het team krijgt een strafschop. And last but not least, we have offside. Offside is called buitenspel, so outside the game, essentially. De voetballer scoort een goal, maar Het is buitenspel. The soccer player scores a goal, but it's offside. De voetballer scoort een goal, maar het is buitenspel. So you see, often within the soccer game, there's a lot of English words there, but there's a lot of new Dutch words that you probably don't use every day that will help you to understand soccer if you listen to the Dutch commentary, which I suggest if you're watching the World Cup. Hopefully, these words help you to understand and listen and speak about soccer a bit better. Tot de volgende keer. Doei!
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.